Good evening.
Yes, I begin this time. I ask that you feel the energy that passes between you. Do you realize the unity which this bond brings to you?
I think that brings a bond. I think we all do.
I trust that our communicator last time gave food for thought.
Yes.
I hope that each one of you found within yourselves that which left behind the physical being and helped you to realize that inner you. I know some of you have pondered this, and yet others who have been too occupied with living to think much about it. But I hope that each one of you can reflect and say that you gained some insight. I have told you, my dear friends, that this year of your earthly living will in great part be devoted to each individual group. And an evening that you had last time is just an example of what we will bring to you. The purpose being that you can leave behind the physical overcoats and be more aware of those who come to guide you. Each one of you should have met your own guidance last time. What I say to you now is that it is your own responsibility to make that bond stronger, to make that awareness greater, to make that union a good and sound one. I can help you, but I cannot make you do these things. This is where responsibility comes into play. That each one of you, individuals as you are, must take full responsibility for your own growth. I do not mean to sound like I am chiding you, but instead I wish to encourage you.
Yes, we appreciate that.
I would like at this time just to reiterate words that have been said previously. There is so much confusion in your world at this time. So much fear. You, my friends, must conquer your own fears. But what I wish to say to you about the planet as a whole is that it is progressing, it is evolving, it is working out to the plan of all existence. Therefore, I say to you and all of you who come across people with fear in their hearts, your words to them must be of encouragement, of upliftment, and of far-seeing. But firstly, you must tune yourselves as pure instruments. Do you understand?
Yes.
This world is going forward. There are many times ahead when there will be fear, where there will be anger, where there will be many passings. But those of you who know and understand the truth must help those who live in darkness and fear. Because eventually you will move forward. And remember, time is irrelevant to us in our world. But to you, time seems to hang heavily. So remember what I say, that you have nothing to fear. I think for this time that I will answer questions for you. And next time I come to you, I will bring you some further knowledge.
Thank you. Any questions? Questions, George?
Yes, you told us some time ago about new energies that would be discovered, and there is a machine that has been developed called a random event generator, which seems to pick up energy from the collective unconscious and records or has recorded peaks for events such as the funeral of Diana, the funeral of Mother Teresa, and the tragedy of September the 11th, and it shows a peak for a mass peace meditation. So I think science, our science, is picking up and measuring events from the energy of the collective unconscious. And I, think this is leading to one of the energy discoveries that you talked of some time ago.
Yes.
Would I be right in thinking that?
I thank you for your question. Yes, I have told you, your scientists are being impressed, and so they are. I also wish to say this to you. Many, many words are used in descriptive language about energy. This is not new energy as you know it, because it has always been.
Yes.
What is new is the understanding of mankind. I did tell you that machinery in all forms would take part in any kind of communication with us. And this applies to what I have always taught you, that thought is the most powerful energy in existence.
Yes, you have.
This is what these machines are now picking up. It is not new, it is only new to the scientists who hold great store by facts and figures, do they not?
Yes, what is new is that science has discovered
the
energies.
Yes.
Yes.
But they are being impressed.
Yes, but there's one query I would like to put to you. In recording the energy fluctuation associated with that event of September the 11th, the energy peak began to rise 3 hours before the event. Would that be due to those in spirit wanting to influence people concerned and people nearby to that event? Would it be their energy that was being picked up 3 hours before it happened physically?
Yes. What you must understand is that these energies exist whether you, mankind, are aware of them or not. But I understand your question, and I thank you for it. We, in our world, are constantly influencing many, many people. When there is either negative or positive, we shall use your earthly words for these terms. When there is a great surge of energy, then it has to be shown. And that influence comes more strongly from our world at this particular time.
Yes, thank you. I thought it must be that.
Yes. It applies to both energies. As I said, we will use positive and negative energy for your understanding. It is a little more complex than that, but for you to understand it, that is how I will put it to you. Remember what I have told you. There is nothing which happens upon this earth plane that we are not aware of.
Yes. Thank you very much.
What I think perhaps you would find interesting, when these energy surges, shall we call them, for your understanding, take place, they gather in what you call the astral planes. and have the ability to grow and become reality.
Yes, yes. So it would be those in the astral planes that are endeavouring to exert an influence.
Yes.
Yes.
But yes, of course, remember that those in the astral planes are also being influenced from higher vibrations.
Yes.
It is a complex subject, but I hope those simple words have helped you to come to an understanding.
Yes, thank you. That's clarified.
Questions?
No, I don't mind.
Mark?
Okay, thank you.
I would like to say, go back to the first gentleman.
Yes.
I do not normally speak personally to you, but you are most tired, my dear friend. Spiritually most tired. You need to refresh that spirit. You need to go inwards and ask for your help. I will try to offer it to you, but you have to be prepared to accept. Do you understand?
Does that mean?
One known to you as Paul.
The young gentleman.
Yes.
Yes, sorry.
He is not aware of it, but I wish to give him some uplift.
Ah, thank you.
I can't speak as eloquently as George does, but my question is on a similar level, and that is, I'm not sure if I can speak for everybody here, sometimes sense anguish or fear that I think I'm being shown in certain circumstances, like for example, walking my dogs. I will suddenly have a feeling that around the corner will be a dog that they're not going to gel with very well. And often, nine times out of ten, I'm right, even before I've physically seen the dog. Is this the energy also that you speak of that I'm picking up prior to that event?
This is your own guidance. It is slightly different, but you could compare it to what we are talking about, of course. All happening is energy. But what you, my dear friend, are experiencing is this. It is your own inner guidance which is telling you in advance what is about to happen. It is no different than those who can see into time, looking forward. You must always listen to that guidance.
Yes,
because as you have recognized, it is always right for you.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I just needed confirmation that I was right in picking those things up.
Yes.
Thank you.
But all of life is energy.
Yes.
Remember this. You see yourselves as solid human beings, but of course you are not. You are but a heavy vibration which creates form.
I've also experienced the positive side of that energy. If I think in a positive manner, silly example again, there will be a parking space on the second floor in a busy car park, and there is.
Yes.
I can visualize that space, and there will be that space there.
Have I not told you many, many times that your thoughts create reality?
Yes.
If the thought is true, if it is for good purpose, if there is no fear surrounding the thought, then it is positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, your use of it shows you how much you are growing.
Yes. Okay. Sarah? Yes. Lately we've had a lot of the smell of tobacco smoke in our house and the sound of music from keyboards unexpectedly that are in the house. Can you explain? Is it, we think it's possibly friendly visitors from spirit, but could you confirm?
Yes. I do not normally give the personal details, but I have asked for questions and I will answer this time.
Thank you.
You have within your household children,
uh-huh.
and their energy is a source for those who are attracted to them.
Huh.
You have no need of fear within your home circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say you have a youngster there who indeed has the ability to see and sense.
Yes. So it would be, one of them would be aware of the presence.
A boy child.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's interesting. That's very interesting.
But do not fear.
No.
There is no harm meant to it.
We feel it's positive and often it brings us upliftment and amusement.
Yes. That is the energy brought to you because of the energy of your children.
Ah, I see.
It is their pure energy which is attracting more good energy.
That's good, thank you, yes. Yes, because it does depend on how we are ourselves as to what we can attract.
Of course,
yes.
As I have said to the lady before you, your thoughts become reality.
Yes, yes, I understand.
You must always, all of you, remember this.
Thank you for that. Thank you very much.
If you find it disturbing, you have the ability to ask them to move onwards.
Mm-hmm. Right, thank you. Thank you. Yes, we have a tendency to forget about our thoughts.
That is why I am here, to constantly remind you.
Yes, we need it. Margaret?
I think really is that I'm asked for help for Agnes, and that's the most important thing in my mind at the moment. And, thank you if you could help her in some way. Thank you.
She will be given the help that is best for her.
Thank you so much.
My son Richard would like to come and sit on Monday night this evening, if it's at all possible with yourself.
I would be happy to speak with this one. Yes.
Okay.
Provided, as I have said before, the others are happy to do so.
Right,
thank you.
Thank you. Sarah, are you okay?
Yes, not again. Thank you.
Yes.
question, Stuart?
Oh, yeah, there is another one, actually.
Is that all right?
I will take one.
Okay, one more.
Oh, thank you. I wonder if you could help us again with some definitions. We have talked about the terms, one of your expressions was far-soul integrations, and we've talked about source, and a term that a lot of people use is Christ light. And I think all these things are much the same thing, but would you care to say if there are any differences between those expressions? My own feeling about the term Christ-light is that it expresses the domain from which teaching masters come to us. Would you like to say something about those things?
Yes, I understand your question. Thank you. Yes, as I speak to you, would prefer to use the word, if I had to make a choice, of source, because it indicates the beginning of all things. Do you understand?
Yes, the beginning.
I think your word, and again, I have to say to you, they are only words. In describing a source, you have to understand that in the minds of you human beings, because you find it difficult without words, that there has to be some use for that which is greater than yourselves. And because source is a word recognizable to you all, I feel it is an apt one, and it indicates the beginning of all things. Would you agree?
Yes.
Christ light, Christ consciousness, as we have heard it described, comes from the Master who you have called Jesus the Christ. That is how the expression came to be known. It means a supreme consciousness, Christ the light. Because when Jesus the Christ walked on this earth, as he still does in many forms, I hasten to add, and I have discussed this with you.
Yes.
His purity of light shone to many, many, many people. And I feel that to call Christ light or Christ consciousness is to call upon that which has been experienced upon this planet. But it is words only. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yes.
I would say to you, my dear friends, that you must find the words which feel right within your hearts, the words that you find to be most suitable to your own awareness and experience. Again, I say to you, they are but words. You know that in the past, I have used the words, going home. To me, that is the epitome of all that is. Because the word home to you human beings means security, love, and all things good.
Yes.
So I would say to you, that would be a word that I would use. There are many expressions in your word. There is the universal consciousness to which I have referred. There is the Godhead used by many. There are so many used in your work. But I say to you, my dear friends, it matters not what the words are, but what you feel within. Because no matter what the words relay to you, each one of you is bound on the same journey. On the same journey. Has that been helpful to you?
It's wonderful, yes. That has helped a lot. Thank you very much.
I will take my leave of you now, my dear friends. Again, it has been wonderful to blend with you, to feel the love that you exude. And I hope that as you leave this room of light this time, each one of you feels that love and upliftment which I leave for you all.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Because we always do feel uplifted after our meeting.